This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد. ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. فجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن دعوته. وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته، ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه، وأستفتح بالذي هو خير. أما بعد، dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there are times that we personally, individually might feel that we are going through times of weakness. And there are certainly times that we might feel that our nation, our ummah, is going through period of weakness. And that feeling might seep, might find its way into our hearts sometime. And that might weaken the resolve. And that might weaken the ability to do things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us in the Quran over and over again against weakness, against feeling that lack of resolve, that lack of determination in our hearts, because that will affect our actions and what we do. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the weak one. And all the scholars agree that what is being referred to is not a physical strength. It is a strength of resolve. It is an internal strength. It's a strength of iman. It's a strength of aqidah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. Don't feel that you are the lowest. Don't feel that you are down. And don't be saddened. And you are the higher ones. You are the upper, you have the upper hand. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. A conditional sentence says, if you are believers. يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. If you are afflicted by qarh, by an affliction, by harm, by a problem, then other people, the others have also been afflicted by the same. And so are the days in turns amongst people. And Allah will reveal the true believers. The believers will be shown in times of weakness. The ones that have the strong faith will float to the top. The leadership of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Abu Ubaidah emerged not in times when the Muslims were in their pinnacle and they had victorious conquests all over the world. It emerged in times of weakness. It emerged in times when the believers, the early community of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, were in their worst conditions, were in their weakest times. That's when the stars of our ummah shined the brightest. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Because Allah reveals the brightest stars at the darkest time of the night. So how do we go to that generation, go to that teaching, go to that source, and get from that strength and learn in times of weakness and in times of adversity how to strengthen our resolve, how to become strong? I'm not going to say how to become strong again, but how to become strong. Where does the strength of the believer come from? What are the sources of strength amongst the believers? The first of it is our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our faith in Allah as al-haq. And our faith and reliance on Him that whatever the situation is, al-haq, always the Most High, that will always give us strength. Allah says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. When haq comes, batil goes away. Anything else, the untruth, the opposite of haq, batil, will perish. And then Allah says, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. That is the nature of batil. That is the nature of anything other than the just and the fair cause. That it is weak. So when we feel weak, we should ask ourselves the question that Umar radiallahu anh would ask the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in times when the Muslims would feel weak. He would say, أَنَحْنُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَمْ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. Are we on the right? Are we on haq or not? If we are on haq, عَلَامَ نُعْطِي الدَّنِيَّةَ عَلَى دِينِنَا. If we are on the truth, why do we have to let our heads down? How can we feel weak if we are on the side of Haqq? If justice, truthfulness, and the right position, if we stick into that, that is the source of our strength. Another source that gives us resolve and strength is our knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always in charge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained for everything to happen. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows, but we don't know. There are things that happen that we cannot understand. But we know that Allah subhanahu allowed it to happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained for it to happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned for it to happen. And Allah is the best planners. And we cannot judge how this is going to end. It is as if given the analogy, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. If someone is reading a book and they're on chapter 5 and they see what happens there and they see a tragedy in chapter 5 and they close the book and they say this is how it ends, and the book is actually ends in chapter 40. We don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is. His plan may go beyond our lifetime. And it often does. When Mus'ab ibn Umair fell to his wounds on the battlefield of Uhud, as a martyr, as a shaheed, the last thing he knew, according to the narration, that the Muslims are being defeated and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been killed. And that did not change at all the way Mus'ab was fighting for the sake of Allah. Did not weaken his resolve. Did not change the outlook. When it was narrated that he uttered those words, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Nothing changes. If we go through periods and times of difficulty, our iman of akhirah, our iman of what is to come, will give us the strength, will give us that belief. And our iman that no one can do anything to harm us, except for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already ordained upon us. Brothers and sisters, this is a fact of iman. This is part of our aqidah, of our creed as Muslims. It is actually the sixth article of iman, al-iman bil-qadr. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, say, nothing will happen to us except what Allah has already ordained, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us. He is our Mawla. He is our Master. And on Him, let the believers rely. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell Mu'ad that if this entire ummah, this entire world gathered to harm you, to hurt you with something, with anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't already ordained that will happen to you, they will not be able to. And if this entire world tried to benefit you, bring you something good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't already given to you, they will not be able to. That iman, that belief, wouldn't make you strong, wouldn't make me strong, wouldn't make us not fear anyone, wouldn't make us not be afraid of anything, and not put our heads down for anyone in fear or in greed or to ask anyone for anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If is in His hands everything, why ask? Why ask the ones that have nothing and turn away from the one, Al-Malik, that has everything? Our strength as believers come from within. And if our resolve is strong, then our actions are strong. But we cannot have actions, brothers and sisters, if the strength doesn't come from the inside. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. Please come forward and make room in the back. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The actions of the heart that make us strong, we spoke about in the first khutbah. But there are two actions that will make us strong that we can do, that will make us strong as a community and as an ummah. And that is our belief that إنما المؤمنون إخوة الإيمان بالأخوة الإسلامية. To believe that we are true brethren in Islam, that we belong to each other, to have each other's back, to be the ummah that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described. The ummah, when one part hurts, the rest of the ummah is feeling the pain and the fever. That is a strong ummah. That is a strong body. And Allah says, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Do not have conflicts. Do not quarrel. فَتَفْشَلُوا, you will fail. And you, تَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ الرِّيحِيَ الْقُوَّةِ, that your strength will dissipate. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hang on to the rope of Allah. If everything make you different. Your color, your language. There is one thing that will put you all together, and that is Hablullah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. The rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is uniting element that brings the yellow, the black, the white, the Arab, the Indian, the American, the whatever, together. حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ. And as long as our eyes are on that rope, we are strong. But if our eyes are anything else, we are weak. And the second thing is to strengthen our sabr. وَمَن يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. Even if we don't have the ability to persevere and endure, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, just work on it. Pretend that you can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. That is the way of the believers. And that is the way to get through times of difficulty, adversity, and weakness. Brothers and sisters, Allah made Islam the final message, the message of truth, the universal message to mankind. And Islam will not be defeated. Pat Buchanan, who was a presidential candidate at one time, and he is a conservative populist, he wrote a book right after 9/11. And he said, we cannot be at war with Islam because Islam is invincible. Islam cannot be defeated. Islam at its core cannot be defeated. But when Muslims leave Islam teachings and leave the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can easily be defeated. So let's hold on to that. Hold on to the things that will make us strong. Because the enemies of Islam are too many. And we feel the pressure. We feel the attack. And it's not up to them. It's really up to us. Islam was never at risk and in danger of any external enemy. Islam always had the risk internally. We always had the problems when we had internal division. And Islam always defeated its external enemies throughout history. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength and to give us the resolve. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to be good, strong believers for the sake of Allah, on the teaching of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the path of his companions, and on the path of all the salihin to the day of judgment. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat, al muslimina wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, innaka ya maulana sami'un qareebun mujibud da'awat, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقم الصلاة